The Emotional Brain, The Mysterious Underpinnings of Emotional Life. By Joseph Ledoux. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Emotional Brain, The Mysterious Underpinnings of Emotional Life by Joseph Ledoux is a book that explores the science behind emotions and how they affect our lives. It examines the biological basis of emotion, its evolutionary roots, and its role in mental health. Ledoux looks at how emotions are processed in the brain, from their initial perception to their ultimate expression. He also discusses the implications for understanding behavior and treating psychological disorders. Ledoux begins by discussing what an emotion is and why it matters. He explains that emotions are complex reactions to stimuli that involve both physical responses, such as increased heart rate, and cognitive processes, such as interpreting facial expressions. He then goes on to discuss how these reactions are generated in the brain, focusing on two pathways, one involving conscious thought processes, the cognitive pathway, and another involving unconscious neural networks, the emotional pathway. Ledoux then delves into evolutionary psychology, exploring how humans evolved emotional systems over time. He argues that certain behaviors, like fear or aggression, are hardwired into us because they helped our ancestors survive in dangerous environments. This section also covers topics such as animal cognition, social intelligence, empathy, morality, language development, memory formation, decision-making processes. In subsequent chapters, Ledoux examines various aspects of mental health related to emotion processing, including anxiety disorders like PTSD, depression, addiction, schizophrenia, autism spectrum disorder, personality disorders like borderline personality disorder, eating disorders like anorexia nervosa, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, bipolar disorder, postpartum depression/anxiety syndrome. Finally, he looks at potential treatments for these conditions based on his research findings about emotional processing in the brain. These include psychotherapy techniques such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, mindfulness meditation practices such as yoga or tai chi exercises designed to reduce stress levels through relaxation techniques. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The amygdala. The amygdala is a key brain structure involved in the processing of emotions, and it is responsible for the formation of emotional memories. Main idea number two. Fear. Fear is a basic emotion that is essential for survival, and it is triggered by the amygdala in response to a perceived threat. Main idea number three. Memory. Memory is an important factor in emotional processing, and it is closely linked to the amygdala. Main idea number four. Stress. Stress is a response to a perceived threat, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number five. Anxiety. Anxiety is an emotion that is closely related to fear, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number six. Emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is the ability to control and manage emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number seven. Cognitive control. Cognitive control is the ability to control and manage thoughts, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number eight. Neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the ability of the brain to change and adapt in response to experience, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number nine. Emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 10. Social cognition. Social cognition is the ability to understand and interpret social cues, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 11. Emotional development. Emotional development is the process of learning to understand and manage emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 12. Emotional learning. Emotional learning is the process of learning to understand and manage emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 13. Emotional memory. Emotional memory is the ability to remember emotional experiences, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 14. Emotional expression. Emotional expression is the ability to express emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 15. Emotional perception. Emotional perception is the ability to perceive and interpret emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 16. Emotional communication. Emotional communication is the ability to communicate emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 17. Emotional resilience. Emotional resilience is the ability to cope with difficult emotions, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 18. Emotional health. Emotional health is the ability to maintain emotional balance, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 19. Emotional disorders. Emotional disorders are mental health conditions that are caused by dysregulation of the amygdala and other brain structures. Main idea number 20. Neurobiology of emotion. The neurobiology of emotion is the study of the brain structures and processes involved in the regulation of emotions. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The amygdala is a small, almond-shaped structure located deep within the brain. It plays an important role in processing emotions and forming emotional memories. The amygdala receives input from various parts of the brain, including sensory areas that process information about our environment, as well as higher cognitive regions involved in thinking and decision-making. This allows it to quickly detect potential threats or rewards in our environment. When we encounter something that could be dangerous or beneficial, the amygdala sends signals to other parts of the brain to initiate a response. For example, if we see something that looks like a snake, the amygdala will send out signals for us to freeze or run away before we have time to think about it consciously. In addition to responding quickly when danger is present, the amygdala also helps us remember emotionally charged events so that we can avoid similar situations in future. The amygdala has been linked with many psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. People with these conditions often have difficulty regulating their emotions due to abnormal activity in this part of their brains. Research suggests that therapies designed specifically for targeting this region may help reduce symptoms associated with these disorders. Main idea number 2. Fear is an emotion that has been essential for the survival of humans and other animals since the dawn of time. It is triggered by a perceived threat, which can be real or imagined, and it activates the amygdala in our brains to prepare us for fight or flight responses. Fear helps us recognize danger and take action to protect ourselves from harm. It also serves as a warning system that alerts us when we are in potentially dangerous situations. The experience of fear can vary greatly depending on individual circumstances, such as past experiences with similar threats or current levels of stress. For example, someone who has had a traumatic experience may have an exaggerated response to certain triggers due to their heightened state of alertness. On the other hand, someone who is feeling relaxed may not respond at all if they don't perceive any immediate danger. It's important to remember that fear isn't always negative, it can also motivate us to take positive steps towards achieving our goals or protecting ourselves from potential harm. By understanding how fear works and learning how to manage it effectively, we can use this powerful emotion as a tool rather than letting it control our lives. Main idea number 3. Memory plays a critical role in emotional processing. It is the way we store and recall information about our experiences, both positive and negative. The amygdala, an almond-shaped structure located deep within the brain, is responsible for forming memories related to emotions. When something emotionally significant happens, it triggers activity in the amygdala, which stores this experience as a memory. The amygdala also helps us recognize similar situations that may have occurred before so that we can respond appropriately. For example, if you experienced a traumatic event such as being attacked by a dog when you were younger, your amygdala will remember this experience and help you recognize similar situations so that you can avoid them or take appropriate action. In addition to helping us remember past events, memory also influences how we feel about current events. If something reminds us of an unpleasant experience from our past, it can trigger feelings of fear or anxiety even if there is no immediate danger present. On the other hand, pleasant memories can evoke feelings of joy or contentment. Main idea number 4. Stress is a natural response to perceived threats, and it can be both beneficial and detrimental. When the body senses danger, it triggers the release of hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol that prepare us for fight or flight. This physiological reaction helps us respond quickly in dangerous situations by increasing our heart rate, breathing rate, blood pressure, and muscle tension. In this way, stress can help protect us from harm. However, when we are constantly exposed to stressful situations without any relief or resolution of the underlying issues causing them, our bodies remain in a heightened state of alertness, which can lead to physical health problems such as headaches and digestive issues, as well as mental health concerns like depression and anxiety. The amygdala is an important brain structure involved in regulating our emotional responses to stress. If it becomes overactive due to prolonged exposure to stressors, then it can cause further disruption of normal functioning. It is therefore important for individuals who experience chronic stress to find ways of managing their emotions effectively so that they do not become overwhelmed by their feelings. Mindfulness practices such as meditation have been found to be effective at reducing levels of distress associated with stressful events while also helping people gain insight into how their thoughts influence their reactions. Main idea number 5. Anxiety is a complex emotion that can be experienced in many different ways. It is characterized by feelings of apprehension, fear, and worry about potential or future events. Anxiety can also manifest as physical symptoms such as increased heart rate, sweating, trembling, and difficulty breathing. The amygdala plays an important role in the regulation of anxiety. It helps to detect threats and initiate the body's fight or flight response when necessary. Other brain structures involved in regulating anxiety include the hippocampus, which helps to store memories related to past experiences with danger, the prefrontal cortex, PFC, which helps to regulate emotions, and the hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal axis, HPA, which regulates hormones associated with stress. The experience of anxiety can vary greatly from person to person depending on individual factors such as genetics, environment, personality traits, coping skills, and life experiences. For some people it may be a mild feeling of unease, while for others it may be more intense or even debilitating. It is important for individuals who are struggling with severe levels of anxiety to seek professional help so they can learn how best to manage their symptoms. Main idea number 6. Emotional regulation is a critical skill for managing our lives. It involves the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our emotions in order to achieve desired outcomes. This process begins with recognizing when we are feeling an emotion and then understanding why we are feeling it. Once this has been established, we can begin to regulate our emotional responses by using strategies such as cognitive reappraisal or problem-solving techniques. The amygdala plays a key role in emotional regulation because it helps us identify potential threats and triggers that may lead to strong emotional reactions. The prefrontal cortex also contributes by helping us control these reactions through conscious thought processes such as reasoning or problem solving. Finally, other brain structures like the hippocampus help store memories of past experiences so that they can be used for future reference. Overall, effective emotional regulation requires both recognition of emotions and the use of appropriate strategies to manage them effectively. By developing this skill set, individuals can better navigate their daily lives while avoiding unnecessary stressors or conflicts. Main idea number 7. Cognitive control is a critical component of emotional regulation and involves the ability to monitor, evaluate, and modify one's thoughts in order to achieve desired goals. It is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures that are involved in emotion processing. Cognitive control allows us to override our initial reactions or impulses so that we can respond more appropriately to situations. For example, if someone says something hurtful, cognitive control helps us resist the urge to lash out with an angry response. Cognitive control also plays an important role in decision-making processes. By allowing us to consider multiple perspectives on a situation before making a choice, it enables us to make better decisions than if we were simply relying on our gut instincts or emotions alone. Additionally, cognitive control helps us stay focused on tasks despite distractions or competing interests. Finally, cognitive control has been linked with resilience, the capacity for bouncing back from adversity, as well as mental health outcomes such as depression and anxiety. People who have strong cognitive control skills are better able to regulate their emotions when faced with difficult situations and thus may be less likely to experience negative psychological effects. Main idea number 8. Neuroplasticity is a fascinating concept that has been studied for decades. It refers to the ability of the brain to reorganize itself in response to experience, and it is regulated by structures such as the amygdala. Neuroplasticity allows us to learn new skills, form memories, and even recover from injury or trauma. It also plays an important role in emotional regulation. The idea of neuroplasticity was first proposed by Canadian psychologist Donald Hebb in 1949. He suggested that neurons could change their connections with other neurons based on experience and learning. This theory has since been supported by numerous studies showing how our brains can adapt over time. Neuroplasticity is not just about learning new things, it also involves changes in existing neural pathways due to experiences we have had throughout our lives. For example, if you are exposed to a traumatic event, your brain may rewire itself so that you become more sensitive or reactive when faced with similar situations later on. In recent years, researchers have begun exploring ways to use neuroplasticity for therapeutic purposes. By understanding how our brains respond and adapt to different stimuli, scientists hope they can develop treatments for conditions like depression or anxiety disorders. Main idea number 9. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions as well as those of others. It involves being aware of our feelings and how they affect us and others around us. Emotional intelligence also includes understanding the emotional states of other people, being able to empathize with them, and responding appropriately in different situations. The amygdala is a key brain structure involved in regulating emotional responses. It helps process information related to fear or danger by triggering an immediate response such as fight or flight. The amygdala can also help regulate more complex emotions like anger or sadness by sending signals to other parts of the brain that control behavior. Having strong emotional intelligence skills can be beneficial for many aspects of life, including relationships, work performance, decision-making, stress management, communication skills, and overall well-being. Developing these skills requires practice, but it can be done through activities such as mindfulness meditation or cognitive behavioral therapy. Main idea number 10. Social cognition is an important part of our everyday lives. It involves the ability to interpret and understand social cues, such as facial expressions, body language, tone of voice, and other nonverbal communication. This ability is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures that are involved in emotional processing. The amygdala plays a key role in social cognition because it helps us recognize emotions in others. It also helps us respond appropriately to those emotions. For example, if someone has a sad expression on their face or speaks with a low tone of voice, we can use our understanding of these cues to determine how best to interact with them. In addition to helping us recognize emotions in others, the amygdala also influences our own behavior when interacting with people. When we feel threatened or uncomfortable around someone else's behavior or attitude towards us, the amygdala will activate so that we can take appropriate action. Overall, social cognition is an essential skill for navigating relationships and communicating effectively with others. By understanding how this process works within our brains and bodies, we can better equip ourselves for successful interactions with those around us. Main idea number 11. Emotional development is a complex process that begins in infancy and continues throughout life. It involves learning to recognize, express, and manage emotions in oneself and others. The amygdala, located deep within the brain's temporal lobe, plays an important role in emotional development by helping us to identify and respond to emotionally charged situations. This structure helps us to remember experiences associated with strong emotions such as fear or pleasure so that we can better anticipate similar events in the future. The amygdala also influences our ability to regulate our own emotions. When faced with a stressful situation, it sends signals throughout the body which trigger physiological responses such as increased heart rate or sweating. By recognizing these physical reactions, we can learn how to control them through relaxation techniques or other coping strategies. In addition to the amygdala, other brain structures are involved in emotional development, including the hippocampus, which stores memories related to emotion-laden experiences, the prefrontal cortex, which helps us make decisions based on those memories, and various areas of the limbic system responsible for regulating moods. By understanding how these different parts of our brains interact during emotional development, we can gain insight into why certain situations evoke strong feelings within us and how best to cope with them when they arise. Main idea number 12. Emotional learning is a complex process that involves understanding and managing emotions. It is regulated by the amygdala, an almond-shaped structure in the brain that plays a key role in processing emotional information. The amygdala helps to identify potential threats and triggers our fight or flight response when necessary. Additionally, it helps us to recognize facial expressions and other social cues so we can respond appropriately. The amygdala also works with other parts of the brain, such as the hippocampus, which stores memories related to emotion, the prefrontal cortex, which regulates behavior, and the hypothalamus, which controls hormones associated with stress responses. Together, these structures help us learn how to interpret different types of emotions and how best to react in various situations. By developing emotional intelligence through emotional learning, we can better understand ourselves and others around us. This allows us to build stronger relationships with those close to us while also helping us manage difficult situations more effectively. Main idea number 13. Emotional memory is a powerful and complex phenomenon that has been studied extensively in recent years. It involves the ability to remember emotional experiences, such as fear or joy, and it is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures. Emotional memories are often more vivid than regular memories because they involve intense feelings associated with them. This can make them difficult to forget, even if we try. The amygdala plays an important role in emotional memory formation by helping us store information about emotionally charged events. When something happens that triggers an emotion, our brains quickly encode this experience into long-term memory so that we can recall it later on when needed. The hippocampus also helps us store these memories for future use. In addition to storing emotional memories, the amygdala also helps regulate how we respond to those emotions when they arise again in the future. For example, if you experienced a traumatic event as a child and then encountered something similar later on in life, your amygdala would help you recognize the situation and react accordingly based on your previous experience. Overall, emotional memory is an essential part of our lives since it allows us to learn from past experiences and better prepare ourselves for future ones. By understanding how this process works within our brains, we can gain insight into why certain situations may trigger strong reactions from us. Main idea number 14. Emotional expression is an important part of our lives, as it allows us to communicate and interact with others. It involves the ability to recognize, interpret, and respond appropriately to emotions in ourselves and others. This process is regulated by the amygdala, a brain structure located deep within the temporal lobe that plays a key role in emotional processing. The amygdala helps us identify what we are feeling and how we should react. It also influences our behavior by sending signals to other parts of the brain that control facial expressions, body language, vocalizations, and other forms of communication. In addition to regulating emotional expression, the amygdala also plays a role in memory formation and decision-making. Understanding how emotion works can help us better manage our own feelings as well as those of others. By recognizing when someone else is feeling something different than we are or responding differently than expected can help us adjust our approach accordingly. Additionally, understanding why certain situations evoke strong emotions can help us prepare for them more effectively. Main idea number 15. Emotional perception is a complex process that involves the ability to recognize and interpret emotions in oneself and others. It is regulated by the amygdala, an almond-shaped structure located deep within the brain, as well as other structures such as the hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, insula, and cingulate cortex. The amygdala plays a key role in emotional processing by detecting potential threats or rewards in our environment and triggering appropriate responses. The amygdala also helps us to remember emotionally charged events more vividly than neutral ones. This allows us to better recall experiences associated with strong emotions like fear or joy. Additionally, it can influence how we perceive facial expressions of emotion. For example, when we see someone smiling at us, our amygdala may help us interpret this expression as friendly rather than hostile. Overall, emotional perception is essential for understanding ourselves and others on an interpersonal level. It enables us to accurately read social cues from those around us so that we can respond appropriately in different situations. Main idea number 16. Emotional communication is a complex process that involves the ability to recognize, interpret, and respond to emotions in oneself and others. It is regulated by the amygdala, an almond-shaped structure located deep within the brain's temporal lobe. The amygdala plays a key role in processing emotional information from both external sources, such as facial expressions, and internal sources, such as memories. The amygdala helps us identify how we should feel about certain situations or people based on our past experiences. For example, if someone has had negative experiences with a particular person in the past, their amygdala will trigger feelings of fear or anxiety when they encounter them again. On the other hand, if someone has had positive experiences with that same person before, their amygdala may trigger feelings of joy or excitement. In addition to helping us understand our own emotions better, emotional communication also allows us to connect with others on an emotional level. By being able to accurately read another person's body language and facial expressions, we can gain insight into what they are feeling without having to ask them directly. This type of understanding can help foster stronger relationships between individuals. Main idea number 17. Emotional resilience is the capacity to manage difficult emotions in a healthy way. It involves being able to recognize and accept one's own feelings, as well as those of others, without becoming overwhelmed or shutting down. This ability is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures that are responsible for processing emotional information. The amygdala plays an important role in emotional resilience because it helps us identify potential threats and respond appropriately. When we experience something emotionally challenging, our brains activate the amygdala, which then sends signals to other parts of the brain that help us regulate our emotions. For example, if we feel threatened or scared, our brains will send signals to areas like the prefrontal cortex, which can help us think more clearly about how best to respond. Having strong emotional resilience also means having good self-awareness and understanding your triggers so you can better manage them when they arise. Developing this skill requires practice. It takes time and effort, but with dedication you can learn how to effectively cope with difficult emotions. Main idea number 18. Emotional health is an important part of overall well-being. It involves the ability to recognize, express, and manage one's emotions in a healthy way. This includes being able to cope with stress, build meaningful relationships, and make positive decisions. Emotional health is regulated by the amygdala and other brain structures that are responsible for processing emotional information. The amygdala plays a key role in emotional regulation as it helps us identify threats or potential rewards in our environment. It also helps us respond appropriately to these stimuli by activating the BOTUS fight-or-flight response when necessary. Other brain structures such as the hippocampus help store memories related to emotionally charged events so we can recall them later on. Having good emotional health means being aware of your feelings and how they affect you both physically and mentally. It also involves understanding how your emotions influence your behavior and decision-making processes. Developing healthy coping strategies such as mindfulness meditation or journaling can help improve emotional regulation skills. Main idea number 19. Emotional disorders are a broad category of mental health conditions that involve dysregulation of the amygdala and other brain structures. These disorders can manifest in many different ways, including depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, bipolar disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and phobias. The symptoms associated with these conditions vary widely but often include feelings of sadness or fear, difficulty concentrating, changes in appetite or sleep patterns, irritability, restlessness, and physical symptoms such as headaches or stomach aches. The cause of emotional disorders is not fully understood, but research suggests that they may be related to genetic factors, environmental influences such as trauma or abuse, and/or biological processes like neurotransmitter imbalances. Treatment for emotional disorders typically involves psychotherapy to help individuals understand their emotions better and learn how to manage them more effectively. In some cases, medication may also be prescribed to help regulate moods. It is important for those suffering from an emotional disorder to seek professional help so they can receive the appropriate treatment needed for recovery. With proper care and support, it is possible to lead a healthy life despite having an emotional disorder. Main idea number 20. The neurobiology of emotion is a complex and fascinating field of study. It involves understanding the brain structures and processes that are involved in the regulation of emotions, as well as how these structures interact with each other to produce emotional responses. Neurobiological research has revealed that different areas of the brain are responsible for different aspects of emotion, such as fear, pleasure, anger, sadness, and joy. For example, the amygdala is known to be involved in processing fear-related stimuli, while the ventral striatum plays an important role in reward-based learning. In addition to identifying which parts of the brain are associated with particular emotions, researchers have also studied how these regions communicate with one another during emotional experiences. This communication occurs through chemical messengers called neurotransmitters, which allow neurons to send signals between various parts of the brain. By studying this communication process, we can gain insight into how our brains generate and regulate our emotions. Finally, neurobiological research has also shed light on how environmental factors can influence our emotional states by altering neural pathways or changing levels of certain neurotransmitters within specific regions of the brain. For instance, exposure to stress hormones like cortisol can lead to changes in activity within certain areas related to emotion regulation, such as those found in prefrontal cortex. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.